In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever fallen in love with a person, with an activity, with a life choice? Have you had that mystical experience when the scales fall from our eyes and things that used to be foreign now all make sense? Do you remember what that felt like? Like suddenly you felt right in your skin. Like this is what I have been looking for. I remember when that happened to me, the sense of peace that came with that feeling. Like everything that used to be a struggle, all the clamor I used to hear inside my head or from family and friends, suddenly wasn't a problem anymore. I remembered feeling like everything made sense. I felt aligned with God and with the universe. Now, before I fell in love, it seemed like I had been floundering, groping in the dark, bruising my shins by running into walls, hitting my head on low ceilings. But when I made the right choice, the one that felt destined for me, it seemed like I had suddenly stumbled into the light, like I had finally found the path that God had laid out for me at my creation. It felt like joy, like I was standing suddenly in the sunlight of God's love. Now, for some of us, these moments in the sunlight, when we seem to live directly in the shower of God's grace and mercy, for some of us, this moment is frequent and continual. For some of us, they may be fewer and farther between. For what it's worth, if that is you, you are in good company. Mother Teresa only felt this presence of God once in her entire life, in her early 20s, and never felt it again. Now, whether it happens often or just once, for however long the feeling lasts, life feels easy and full of potential. We see hope and wonder everywhere. While we're on that path that God has laid out for us, we feel peaceful, we feel right, we feel utterly, utterly joyful. In those moments of rightness, we feel peaceful because we are fully aware and fully accepting that we are God's own beloved children. In those moments of rightness, we know in our deepest selves that God always is the loving and merciful Creator who is by our side, fully present, and continually working to reach us. We see with new eyes, understanding that God, our God, will always continue trying to be part of our lives. Will always try to let us know how much we are loved. And I say all that as prelude because when I read today's story about Mary's visit to Elizabeth, it struck me that these words in Luke are describing one of those moments of rightness, a moment of knowing that God is by our side and fully present, and that God will stop at nothing to demonstrate God's love for us. First, we have Elizabeth, who is older, she is barren, she never expected to have a child, and she is pregnant. With her child arriving soon, she is full of gratitude and wonder and hope. With this miracle coming to fruition, Elizabeth feels like everything is possible. And into this scene comes her cousin Mary, who, incredibly, has herself been offered and has accepted the highest honor God can assign. In her own feeling of belovedness, of rightness, of peace and joy with the world, Mary also looks on the world with gratitude and wonder and hope. As we hear in the Magnificat, that gratitude, wonder, and hope go beyond what a new mother feels. Because Mary understands that with this honor from God, She will be the vessel that God will use to save the entire world. Personally, I love imagining this scene. With Christmas just 3 days away, it reminds me that at the heart of this, we start with a very simple story. Here we have two cousins, both pregnant because of God's love for them, because of God's mercy. Both of them feeling grateful for all that God has done, all that he has made possible for them. Feeling this moment of peace and potential and rightness in the world. Because in this moment, they are not worried about bills or jobs or having enough. They're not concerned about what might happen or how to fix the troubles of the world or what will become of their children. None of that matters now. In this moment, Elizabeth and Mary are fully immersed in the now. They're experiencing that sense of being showered by God's love and mercy, of recognizing that God is demonstrating how much God loves. It seems to me that by including this story in our Advent readings, we are invited not only to recount the wonder of Mary and Elizabeth's miracles, but also to acknowledge the miracle of us. We too hold a small piece of God inside. And through Advent and Christmas, we are invited to prepare ourselves to meet it. We have this time to ready ourselves to come face to face with that divinity within, just as Mary and Elizabeth did. On this last Sunday of Advent, with Christmas right on the horizon, it can be really tempting to keep running through the lists, mental and otherwise, that so often seem to rule our lives the final weeks of December. When we worry and wonder and plan and perseverate about everything. But I wonder, can we try and fit in just a moment of stillness? A time to sit quietly without a phone or TV or traffic or busyness. To stop and breathe and be present. To remember that, like Mary and Elizabeth, you also are a miracle. You are an amazing person who has been created personally and specifically by the Creator. You are loved, loved abundantly and unconditionally, and there is nothing you have to do to earn that. It simply is. In seeing and accepting our own value as a child of God, I hope we also, like Elizabeth and Mary, can be open to the potential and wonder of what will be. That we can prepare ourselves for the divine spark of God each of us will have born anew inside us this Christmas. Let us pray. Dearest God, we thank you for all the wonder and potential you find in each of us and we in you. Help us to be struck anew this Christmas by the joy of discovering that you are here, among us and within us, and to share that joy of discovery with those who may not have found you. Please help us to find your path more often, so we can be strengthened and encouraged on our way. In your name we pray. Amen.